Very poetic. But those, all three of those, well, Everton's a good writer, but Susan Griffin and Artie Lang were great writers. Well, Susan Griffin still is a great writer. Another question? I'm a man, though, so I can say it. Did you hear that? Okay. In a nutshell, her idea is that much of the destruction of the planet that we see around us is a result of the destruction of goddess-based religions in favor of this patriarchal sky god. Is that, and so what do I think about that? And I actually, even though I bash Christianity and bash science and all those things, I actually don't think they're the problem. I think that they're manifestations of the problem. I think that they're, I used to call them roots or branches of the same tree, but I don't like to use a living metaphor for it. They're manifestations of the same illness, of the same desire to control. I don't know where it all started. I don't know why. This book is, my sort of fundamental thesis of this book is we have an entire culture suffering from what Judith Herman would call complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And in a nutshell, what that means is that our entire culture is so traumatized that we're too terrified to have relationships with humans, non-humans, whatever. So that's the central thesis of this book. In this book, it's that our social systems based on, and it's intractable and it's irredeemable because of that. And this one is how our social systems based on competition lead inevitably to atrocity. And the new one is how, the new one, as I said, I'm sort of going on a physical level, that the physical necessity of importing resources makes violence inevitable. But I got some other ideas too. One of the ideas I've been thinking about a lot, and I'm going to write a novel in about a year or two that explores this, that is, there's this, oh, another really interesting book is Jack Forbes, Columbus and Other Cannibals. Jack D. Forbes, Columbus and Other Cannibals. And his thesis in there is that the problem is a spiritual illness with a physical vector. So if I have the flu and I cough, is that how you get rid of the, is that how you give somebody else the flu?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I have the flu and I cough and I give it to somebody else and I give it to you, you're going to get the shakes and the chills and the upset stomach and stuff. But if I have the wettigo disease or the cannibal sickness and I cough and I give it to you, you're going to become a capitalist. You become a vampire. You need to consume the souls of others in order to survive. And it's not a metaphor. It's actual real. Okay, so I think it's really cool. I've been thinking about this a lot. Rabies. You know how rabies works? It is the coolest thing in the entire world. That what it is, it's a parasite that gets into the bloodstream and goes to the, is the brain or the pituitary or what? Pituitary? Yeah, it gets in the pituitary and then it causes the creature to bite somebody else. And I read that when I was like 15, and I was thinking, who's in charge? And what is the skunk thinking as it goes to bite somebody else? Is it thinking, Gandhi, no violence, no violence? Or is it thinking, I always hated that son of a bitch? Or is it thinking, I have a gift. I need to go on a mission. I need to proselytize for the great god rabies. What's it thinking? And so I've started thinking, and like there's these snails, it's pretty cool, these snails that the intermediate host is a bird. So when the snail gets the parasite, it'll go up on top of a little rock and it'll wave its shell up around the air to get the bird to come down. So once again, who's in charge? Okay, we're going to go a different direction for a second, which is, I've got a line in language where this Diné man says that the reason that uranium gives people radiation sickness is because it wants to stay in the ground. Like if you pick up a rattlesnake, it bites you because it doesn't want you to pick it up. If you pick up radiation, or if you dig it up, it's going to give you this sickness. Not mechanistically, but with volition. And I was thinking, gold, oil. What they do, they want to stay underground, and when they come up, they make people crazy. So I've been thinking about that too. I'm going to fix all these things in. And another thing I'm going to put in the book, that it's going to be a big one. And another thing I'm going to put in that, yeah, exactly, exactly. And another thing I'm thinking about, oh, this is terrible to say this in a church, but okay, so I'm thinking, I read this book called The Barbarian Conversion from Paganism to Catholicism, or something. It wasn't a very good book. But the interesting thing is that a lot of the barbarians would convert. Yeah, of course, because if they don't, they, you know. But another reason they would convert sometimes was because the Christian priests would do better miracles than the local shamans, whatever. And so I'm thinking, okay, what if we pretend? What if it's all real? What if that's all real? That those are all different gods? And actually, I mean, they're real. You know, it's honest to goodness, not a metaphor, not, you know, sort of Joseph Campbell woo-woo, you know, whatever. But it's real, real stuff. You know, there's a real being out there. And I was thinking, okay, and what if the Bible actually is true? And all these stories are really true. I'm thinking, there's this God out there, and he's really pissed. And it's like, why is he so nasty? And I'm thinking, it's because he doesn't have a body, and he doesn't like it that other people get to have sex. So he wants to destroy anything that has a body because he's just really, he's got all this like libido that he doesn't know what to do with. So that's another thing I might throw in there too. And one more thing I want to put in there, and then you. One more thing I want to put in there is that a lot of my American Indian friends tell me that they don't believe that creatures actually go extinct. They think they just go away, and they'll come back when we treat the land better. And so I'm going to go ahead and ruin the ending of the whole book. Should I ruin it?
No.
Okay, I won't ruin it. I'll ruin it later.
Derek, can I stop you for just a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
And get you to sign a few books, and then people that want to keep going,
okay.
Keep going, and I know they had a question.
Well, no. What I'm going to say is afterwards, if you stick around, you're going to be first.
Okay. And thank you. I want to please thank Derek for spending about 2 hours here.